It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week, all season long, by local independent Mountain Hardware and Sports. When you're ready to gear up for your next fishing trip, Mountain Hardware and Sports has you covered. With four convenient locations and a team of local experts, they'll help you find the right tackle and tips for fly fishing, trolling, or spin casting across the region's lakes and rivers. Can't make it in? No worries. Shop online anytime at mountainhardwareandsports.com. Truckee River continues to fish well, especially in the early mornings when water temperatures are cool and trout are actively feeding. Flows remain steady and healthy, about 299 CFS out of Tahoe City, 356 through Truckee, and 651 CFS near Ferret. Mornings bring strong hatches of pale morning duns, yellow sallies, and caddis, with fish rising from dawn until about 1 in the afternoon, and again near dusk during the evening caddis hatch. Tight line and indicator nymphing are productive throughout the system, while dry flies and dry hopper rigs are doing the job early and later in the day. If you're chasing big browns, low light streamer fishing with Sculptzilla patterns is turning heads. Water temperatures are climbing into the mid-60s by afternoon, so consider packing a thermometer and wrapping up your session once the water hits 68 degrees. Rainbows and browns in the 14 to 20 inch range are common, with the occasional 24 inch bruiser. All in all, it's a great time to get out. Just beat the heat and fish smart. Some fly favorites to try this week on the Truckee River are caddis emergers, size 16, green rock worms, squirmy worms, elk hair caddis, size 16, EC caddis, size 12 through 14, sculptzillas, split case pale morning duns, size 16, pheasant tail, size 14 through 18, and beadless pheasant tail, size 16. The Little Truckee River has steady flows around 158 CFS. The water is cold and clear, flowing out of Stampede Reservoir. Conditions are perfect for experienced anglers looking to sight fish and make technical presentations. Water temperatures are sitting in the low 50s, which is ideal for keeping both bug life and trout active throughout the day. PMDs are the main hatch right now, with midges, BWOs, and the occasional green drake keeping things interesting. Dry fly anglers are seeing success with long leaders and light tippet in slow stretches, especially from mid-morning to early afternoon. Tight line nymphing remains highly productive in the riffles and seams, and soft tackles or small streamers swung at dusk are enticing bigger fish. Trout in the 14 to 18 inch range are common, with some impressive browns over 20 inches for those willing to put in the time. It's all about stealth, patience, and a sharp presentation on the Little Truckee. Some fly favorites to try on the Little Truckee River this week are green drake, size 10 through 12, pale morning duns, size 14 through 16, film critic, size 16, elk hair caddis, size 18, midge emergers, size 22, juju beta, size 18 to 20, Burke's pale morning duns, size 16, zebra midges, size 20, two-bit hookers, size 14 through 16, flossy worms or small streamers. If you're firing up the grill before your food hits the flames, swing by Mountain Hardware and Sports for all your grilling must-haves. Sauces, spices, fuel, tools, and more. If you're thinking about an upgrade, check out their great selection of grills and let their expert team help you find the perfect fit for your deck, patio, or campsite. You can also shop grills and accessories online anytime at mountainhardwareandsports.com. Let's head out to the lakes, where Donner Lake is fishing well this week with surface temperatures in the low to mid-60s and water levels still near full pool. Kokanee are schooling around 40 to 50 feet and responding well to pink or chartreuse hoochies behind dodgers in the early morning hours. Mackinaw are holding deeper, closer to 120 to 130 feet, and anglers have been picking them off using white tube jigs and silver spoons near drop-offs. Shore fishers are finding success near the west end boat ramp and docks using power bait, inflated night crawlers, or castmasters. The bite tends to fade by 10 in the morning as recreational boating increases and water temperatures increase, so the earlier you can hit the water at Donner, the better your chances. Boca Reservoir is at 100% capacity and continues to offer steady action for both boat and shore anglers. Kokanee are staging around 60 to 70 feet near the dam and along the main lake channel. Trolling orange dick nights or pink wedding rings behind small dodgers has been the most productive approach. Trout fishing has also been solid, especially for those working the shorelines near the inlet and campground with worms, salmon eggs, or small spoons. With surface temperatures in the low 60s, fish are moving deeper during the day and boat traffic begins to pick up mid-morning, so try to get your lines in early at Boca. Stampede Reservoir remains the top producer for kokanee in the region. Surface temperatures are hovering in the upper 50s and the reservoir is still full. Kokanee are being caught consistently in the 55 to 70 foot range, especially near the island and the Little Truckee Inlet. Pink Coochies and Orange Dodgers continue to be the hot ticket at Stampede. Trout are still active in the early hours near coves and points, while bass are holding in 20 to 25 feet of water and taking small jigs and soft plastics. After about 9 a.m., kokanee tend to drop deeper, so be sure to adjust your trolling depth as the morning progresses at Stampede. Brasher Creek Reservoir is offering a solid mixed bag bite this week. With water levels around 95% and surface temperatures in the low 60s, conditions are favorable for both trout and bass. Shore anglers are doing well near the dam at Alder Creek Cove using power bait, worms, and salmon eggs, especially during the first and last light of the day. Fly fishing under indicators with zebra midges or small nymphs are also reaping good results. Trolling is best in 25 to 30 feet of water close to shore using small spoons or faster moving spinners. Fishing tends to slow down after 10 a.m., so early sessions are most productive at Prosser. And finally, Lake Tahoe's surface temperatures are still in the high 50s to low 60s, warming slightly in protected coves early and late in the day. Mackinaw are now holding deep. Most are being caught around 370 feet via trolling or jigging. Kokanee have started schooling deeper in South Lake Tahoe. Try running bright spoons or hoochies at about 70 feet. Rainbows and browns are cruising closer to shore near creek mouths. For trout, mornings and evenings are best, especially trolling in 30 to 40 feet along the west shore. If you're fly fishing, nymphs and other indicators work early, and dries can produce trout around dawn and dusk. That's it for this week's 101.5 Fishing Report. Until next time, tight lines. The weekly 101.5 Fishing Report brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston for all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website, mountainhardwareandsports.com.
Went to the hardware, got me a hook.
Placed that line right on that hook.
Boy, I've been fishing all the time. I'm going fishing too.